Current State on 90.5 WKAR. Thanks for joining us. The Oscars will be handed out next Sunday night. This is the 87th year for the Academy Awards. The subtle nuances of film make for an entertaining pastime, but the cinema is also a serious course of study for many people. Now, Michigan State University has created a new Bachelor of Arts program in film studies. The roster of core classes and electives is quite impressive. It offers students a chance to use critical thinking skills to explore why film leaves such an indelible mark on our society. And Current State's Kevin Lavery spoke with Joshua Umebe, an assistant professor at MSU and the director of film studies. Professor Umebe says that even though it formally began last month, the film studies curriculum has been in the works for a long time.
Film studies at the university goes back to about the 1980s when the Department of English began to develop curriculum in the area. But specifically, the BA, which just started this January, goes back to the early 2000s when the department launched a concentration in film studies as part of the English major.
Certainly, film is a very creative medium. It's not like physics where there's one answer and you have to get it right. I mean, it's a very tangential kind of thing. Are there rules to filmmaking that are hard and fast?
Nothing's hard and fast. I think not even in physics, probably, but I'm not a physicist. But with film, I mean, there's certainly rules about how to make, like, what's supposed to be a good narrative film. But also, like with any art, if you follow those rules down to a T, you're probably going to end up with something really boring. And some of the best films are films that, you know what the rules are, but also know when to break them.
What's the core of the curricula that students must take to get their degree in film studies?
This is a program that really focuses on the interrelation of the history, theory, and criticism of film with the practice of filmmaking. We're very much a kind of studies-heavy program in that we want students to come away with a really broad and diverse sense of what film is, both historically and today, in order to kind of think about what its potentials are for the future. And so we really ground our students in thinking about the origins of film and its various transformations through the 20th and now 21st centuries, in order that they can think both critically and creatively about what film is today and, again, what it might be in the future.
And so to be clear, this is not filmmaking per se, like what happens in my building where WKAR is in Comm Arts and Sciences. This is more of a cerebral exercise in the genre of film.
Well, it's cerebral in many ways, but also we think that the best filmmaking comes out of a kind of cerebral activity. Like those things go hand in hand. And so we have a very complementary and relational kind of experience with Comm Arts in media and information. Like we collaborate a lot. Our program is more studies heavy with some production components, whereas the media and information program is more production heavy with studies components. But we collaborate a ton on both our curriculum and also the various events that we host jointly around campus.
We're talking with Josh Umebe, the Director of Film Studies at Michigan State University. Who set the curriculum?
It was a real kind of joint activity amongst the faculty. It's been something that's been percolating for over a decade now. Once we started the concentration in film studies in the early 2000s, we were thinking about moving it towards a BA as it developed and as our faculty and curriculum developed. And I officially started here only 2 years ago, but the roots of the curriculum were already well in place. And, you know, I came in specifically tasked with the job to push the BA through, and I'm really happy with how that's come about since I've been here.
So if one enters the program as a freshman, what are some entry-level courses? And by the time someone is completing their degree, what will they have learned in film studies?
So you come in and, like, the basic courses are introduction to film, film history 1 and 2, film theory, and then also a kind of core course in digital film making that is a studies course that has, you know, practice-based components. As they progress through the program, our students will, you know, get a deeper and broader sense of film history and film theory, but also they'll learn how to put these things into practice through thinking through, you know, what's possible today with new digital technologies and how, you know, our various forms of mass entertainment, of which film is still very much central, are profoundly affected by, you know, all kinds of, you know, cultural issues, from gender and sexuality and race to issues of class. Like, we really want students, whether or not they're going to go on and write about film or make film, to be informed about, you know, what goes into film at a cultural level as well as at a technological and formal level.
From your experience, Josh, why do students want to go into film, whether it's making films, studying them? Is there a balance between, oh, I like all the fun toys of filmmaking versus I'm here to make a statement, I'm here to make an artistic stance of some sort?
I know that, you know, when I first kind of encountered film seriously, if you want to call it seriously, I was, you know, an undergraduate myself at the University of Texas in Austin, and I came in wanting to, you know, originally study engineering and then eventually English, and then just being in an environment where that was saturated with film, it really kind of opened my eyes to the art of film, I guess we can talk about broadly. And I was completely bowled over by, you know, films that were made in the 1960s, by French filmmakers, films that were made in Africa in the 1970s. The kind of art and, you know, engagement that these films showed with how we look at the world and experience the world, like, really kind of transformed how I thought about film and art. And that's kind of like, for myself, kind of like what got me engaged in film. You know, I was never personally that interested in filmmaking, although I've collaborated with some friends on some works that they've done. But it was really kind of thinking critically about what film is that, like, I found really useful. And, you know, so I think students, you know, come in with all kinds of desires and interests in the medium, be it studying it, you know, critically, being it making films critically. And we support all of that in all of its guises and variabilities.
Yes, film certainly is an art, but it is also absolutely a business. It has an extremely heavy profit motive behind it. What's the balance when you're studying film between this is a piece of art versus the realism of this is a product, and that film isn't always an art house collaboration, that it is very much a money-making venture?
Absolutely. And I mean, that's part of, you know, thinking critically about what film is and what film was and how it became the kind of big business that it still is today. We train students into, you know, thinking about the formations of the Hollywood film industry, as well as various international industries, from Bollywood to Japan to Africa, to think about the ways in which the kind of money-making aspect drove multiple ways in which film developed over the 20th and 21st centuries. Thinking about it today, I mean, this is still very much the case with all of the transformations that digital technologies are bringing in terms of how films are made and how films are distributed and shown. And, you know, it's absolutely vital to pay attention to these industrial transformations today.
What are some specific films that the students will be watching, and what are the lessons behind them?
We show a whole range of films, from films made in the U.S., both in Hollywood and in independent channels and experimental channels that occurred in the United States, as well as global films. A film that I just taught this morning is Tetsuo the Iron Man from Japan from 1989, which is a crazy kind of cyberpunk industrial film. And one of the things that we were exploring in that film was the way in which the filmmaker is exploring developments of industrial aesthetics in Japan in the 1980s. We're showing everything from films like Battleship Potemkin, and Citizen Kane,
Rosebud,
to Charles Burnett's masterpiece from the 1970s, Killer of Sheep, produced in Los Angeles, but well outside of the Hollywood film industry.
Professionally, Josh, do you have an all-time favorite film that you love to hold up as a teaching example? And personally, do you have an all-time favorite film that you just love to watch?
Oh, it's really difficult to pick a favorite film. I have, like, millions of them. I always have trouble with this question. But Terrence Malick's Days of Heaven is one of my favorite films. I teach it sometimes, not all the time. Sometimes it's difficult to teach, you know, your favorite film because you're always worried what students are going to think about it. Although, you know, I would say that, you know, every film that I teach I love in some way or another. I love showing works that, you know, students haven't seen before, students wouldn't necessarily come across. Tetsuo the Iron Man, again, which I mentioned earlier, is a strange and really difficult and aggravating film. And I mean, everybody in some ways feels that when they come out of it. But it's also a film that, even in its disturbances, which are many, is exciting, I think. And so, you know, I think it's kind of like getting students to tap into things that they wouldn't normally tap into, I think, is one of the kind of wonders of teaching this material, which I love. It's a great part of, you know, being in the university and being able to kind of deal with difficult works like Tetsuo the Iron Man.
Joshua Umebe is an assistant professor and the director of film studies at Michigan State University. We've been talking about the new Bachelor of Arts program at MSU in film studies. Film is always a compelling topic, always fun to talk about, fun to watch. Thanks, Josh.
Thank you so much.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.